Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.
Oh, my teen angst just came back as I listened to that track. How can I live without her? It came from the pirate movie, which was the film version of the Pirates of Penzance, the Gilbert and Sullivan production. And that song there was co-written by none other than Mike Brady, who gave us the classic Australian song Up There, Kazalia, and many other huge hits. So very Australian connection there with Christopher Atkins, who's my next guest, genuine teen heartthrob, when that movie came out, and star of the Blue Lagoon as well. Goodness me. His blonde mop top and torso, it adorned many a teenage bedroom wall, including my own, I have to say. But lucky for us, he's still blonde, he's still acting, and you might even get a peek at his torso in the new show that he's doing, Ladies Night. I don't know, we'll find out. Christopher Atkins, hello.
Hello.
Wow, I'm looking at you and I'm looking at young Christopher Atkins from the Blue Lagoon. You were only 18 when you made that movie.
I was 18 years old out of New York City.
What was that like? I mean, I looked at some of the footage yesterday. You were just a kid, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was 18 years old. I'm 19 now, so.
I know. I've just turned 21,
yeah,
so we're
you go.
Good.
See, you get it.
Yeah.
But look, it was the Blue Lagoon was a film of a lifetime. It wasn't a movie. It was a life experience. It completely changed my life. And it was nothing I was really even looking for at the time. I just wanted to play pro baseball.
Really?
Yeah. My whole family are doctors and scientists. My sister's a PhD in cellular biology at Yale University, mm-hmm. and my brother's an emergency room doctor and ultrasound emergency medicine from Yale in New Zealand, of all places, and in Wellington. And I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up.
You and me both, Christopher Atkins, that is fine. There are a lot of Australian connections, though, in yeah. your story. Kylie's just texted us and said, as a 16-year-old, I was cast as an extra on the pirate movie filmed aboard the Pollywood side. Christopher Atkins was so friendly and chatty with us all. Yeah. Happy memory.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's been really interesting doing this play, Ladies Night, which we're doing at the Palm Crown on Friday and Saturday. So I hope everybody comes out, and I will get a chance to meet and greet after.
And going around Australia too. There's lots of dates, including some regional ones as well.
Yes, yes, and it's been absolutely over the top fun. But what's fascinating to me are the fans that are coming out are pirate movie. I mean, pirate movie, and it's a whole generation that movie became a cult classic. It's just absolutely boggles my mind. I'll never forget, I was at the American Film Market in Los Angeles, and these people were walking by, and they stopped me, and they said, oh, you're in the and I go, the Blue Lagoon. And they said, no, the pirate. I love that movie. And I went, really? You know, because it was just this massive – and I constantly, as a matter of fact, yesterday some of the dancers from the movie actually came to the play, and they were bombarded, you know, by fans that just loved – they couldn't wait to get their autograph on all the pirate movies.
Well, Rhonda Birchmore was in it, wasn't she?
Uh-huh.
She was one of the sisters uh-huh. in the pirate movie, so quite an Australian cast. Your connections, though, to Australia go a lot deeper. You've got family here.
Well, yes, I do. I was married to an Australian for 20 years. I've got two great kids that are both dual citizens, and for whatever reason, Blue Lagoon. The director said about Blue Lagoon that movie would not be the movie that it was if it wasn't for the Australian crew. The Australian crew did things that the unions in LA would have thrown up their hands and said, "Yeah, no, that's not happening." And the Australians were just over the top awesome. And so from that day to, you know, now, I've just, for whatever reason, bounced back and forth to Australia.
Yeah. And you're doing Ladies Night. What's this one all about? Sounds like an invitation, obviously.
It's a little naughty. Yeah, my mom says, your sister the PhD, your brother the doctor, and my son the stripper. Yeah, it's the Full Monty was based on this play. It's
right.
A very, very famous play out of New Zealand. It's an absolute hysterical comedy, and the audiences have been absolutely over the top to the point where we had to have security the last show come backstage because it was getting so wild.
Rowdy.
It's fun. I mean, you know, and if you're going to pay that money, you're going to come out, you know, have a great time. So we're having a blast, and it's the first time I've been on stage in 20 years. The last time I was on stage, I was with Lori Loughlin, who's in trouble now in the States with that whole college thing, and she and I did Grease together.
That's right. So what, you sort of stepped away from theater and acting in the last sort of, as you said, couple of decades. You've dabbled here and there, but it hasn't been a major concern of yours. What keeps you coming back?
I just keep getting jobs. You know, it's work. I have one box to tick, and that last box is my own projects. So now I have projects that I have a wonderful Australian project that I want to bring here and make here and come back here more often. And I'm working with a
Blue Lagoon 2.
Yeah, no, this one's more of a wonderful family film, but it's just off the hook, and it's kind of a Crocodile Dundee in reverse. Anyway, it's called Lucky Valentine. It's a great, great movie that I want to get Channing Tatum for and bring him here and make this movie. So.
Fantastic. When you look back on that movie, Blue Lagoon, and the impact it had on your life, what do you see do you ever watch it? Have you looked back at it? How do you feel about that film now?
Well, back then that picture was rated R. I mean, it was a naughty, naughty picture back then. And now you look at it and you go, what is this movie rated R about? I mean, what in it is could possibly be? And it was very interesting because I became a huge gay icon, and I did an interview once for a gay magazine, and they asked me, do you know why you're such a huge gay icon? And I said, well, besides the obvious, no. And they said, it's just very interesting because in this part in history was a lot of coming out in the 80s. Mm. It was a big where mayors and police and things were all coming out. And here comes this movie where there was male frontal nudity, yeah, where it was all female before. So it was really interesting. It was actually a part of history on top of everything else. So, you know, that movie was just right timing for a lot of things. And, you know, like I said, it just changed my life. And it's one of those things where people ask me, well, is it good or is it bad? And I said, no, it's a little bit of both, because it's bad because I'm always known for Blue Lagoon, but now the pirate movie.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's really good. You know, how lucky am I? So.
Well, yeah, it's not often that somebody would have a movie that so many people saw, like not just a couple of people. Everybody saw a Blue Lagoon. If it wasn't a pirated video that we borrowed from, you know, a friend's mum, which was probably my story, everybody saw it. It was something we all talked about.
Yeah. There wasn't a place I could go on the planet after that film.
I suspect you still get a bit of that, though. You haven't. You look exactly the same. Well, I have to say, Christopher Atkins.
Well, thank you. That's so nice. It's not what it used to be, but. You know, to go back to the original question about that, Blue Lagoon was just one of these pictures that I ducked out of the business afterwards to get married and to have kids. And when you were asking that question, you know, I still get jobs to stay busy, but I decided that when I was 16 years old, I used to teach sailing back in New York, and I used to put a dollar away from every paycheck for kids. So now all of a sudden I decided that I wanted to be a dad more than I wanted to chase the business.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you managed to jump out of you know, family life to come to Australia to do Ladies Night if people want to go along. As I said, touring the country with shows in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia. There's regional shows as well. All you need to do is go to Abstract Entertainment for the dates and details, and I suggest you do that instead of going and searching for Ladies Night, because that could come up with all sorts
of come on out,
photographs.
It's fun. Now I'm single, footloose, and fancy free, so here we go. Look out, Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen of Australia, look out.
Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.